Now, I'm joined on the line by Alan Dreeser, who is a singer-songwriter. And we chatted to Alan back in September about his brand new album called Healed. And he's here today to talk about his next release, which is called Time Stand Still. So a very good morning to Alan Dreeser.
Good morning to you, Michelle. Great to be back.
And I can see Alan, by the way, on the camera. I haven't got mine switched on for obvious reasons. But you are looking absolutely splendid. You've got a beautiful... The decor of your home is amazing. And you're wearing white. And I tell you what, white always looks so good.
I look like an angel.
You do. You look like an angel. It's Angel Alan. So we chatted last year and you were over in Spain where you've been living for a couple of years. You're now back in the UK.
Yeah. Because of the pandemic, we ended up staying in Spain a lot longer than we originally planned. So it's now a holiday home and we're back here in the UK. We're living in sunny Eastbourne and it has been really sunny. I think I brought the weather with me. We've had really good weather since we got back. And it's a beautiful town, Eastbourne. Really yes. Liking it. We're literally on the seafront, so I can see the sea out the window, which is lovely.
Oh, yeah. That's always good for inspiration as well. So let's go back to last year, Healed, the album that you put together. How has everything gone?
Yeah, I mean, it was really great. I mean, obviously, your support was fantastic as well. But, yeah, I think the first month we had about 35,000 streams for the album, which is amazing. Lots of great reviews. Had a review from a former Radio 1 DJ who was really complimentary. And lots of different bits of feedback, and some opportunities have come up since then. So yeah, it was really good. I feel a little bit sad today because this is the last bit of promo that I'm going to do for the album, because obviously Time Stand Still is one of the last tracks on it. And today's the kind of, after 2.5 years of recording it and all the promo build up and then the album release, and this is the last thing that I'm going to do for it. So a little bit of a tear there.
It is, for an independent musician, a lot to take on when you are releasing any material. And also because most of the time people are self-funding as well. We're not Ed Sheeran's, we're not Adele's, we don't have massive record companies behind us, which again is actually quite good because you can put out the music that you want to put out. So everything on your album Healed is from you, it's what you wanted, the mixes, whatever you've done, it's personal to you. You don't have anybody else telling you what you can and can't do.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm a solo artist as well, because when I was in a band, it was messing with a lot of egos and different priorities that people have. And like you say, if it's your vision, and I've got some really good people around me that really helped me bring that to life. But yeah, you're right. Having a sole vision and then, 2.5 years later, getting it all out there it makes you feel really proud, actually.
You smiled when I said independent musician. I could tell. you were happy with that. Have you started already putting songs together for the next album?
I'm recording my next single, which is going to be out in September. Basically, it's just the next cycle. So after today, I'm going to have a little bit of a break from, from doing what I've been doing. Just, we're settling into a new place here. So got a few things that, on the horizon, that side of life. Back in the studio, probably around July. I've already done like a demo of the song already. And it's, I'm really excited about it. It's a little bit different, a little bit of a harder edge maybe, but very soulful. And looking forward to, getting that out in September.
Are you going to be doing some live shows with a full band?
I'd love to play live. And, we did some shows for the first album in 2019 and they were, really, really exciting times. But yeah, I mean, now I'm back in the UK, because obviously when I was in Spain and all my muso friends were in the UK, it was really, really difficult to play live. And, you've got to master the language to be able to do shows out there and stuff like that. So now I'm back. Yeah, that's definitely on my to-do list, is to see if I can get to meet some local musicians here in Eastbourne. So if anyone's listening from Eastbourne, please give me a shout. I'm going to do a few things, go to some meetups and stuff like that, and hopefully get some, good musicians together to do something like that, because I'd love to do it. Yeah,
I think there's a massive market out there for your music and also live, because I can imagine just a massive band with all backing vocals. There'd probably be about 15 of you on the stage, I would reckon.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this particular song's got a real kind of gospel vibe, hasn't it? So I need a choir as well, wouldn't I?
Yeah, get that choir in. Any choirs out there want to get involved, drop us a line at Phoenix FM. Now, the track is called...
Join Alan's Choir.
Yeah, Join Alan's Choir. Time Stand Still. That is the last release from the album Healed. So tell us about how this track came about. What inspired you?
This song is basically me asking myself the question, what have been the best moments of my life? And then also asking, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could stop time during those moments? Or somehow go back to them and revisit them. So that was kind of like the basis of the song. I mean, you've listened to the song, Michelle. I think it's a little bit of a departure for me. I mean, Alan Dreeser, normally people say, oh, yeah, he's the guy who writes catchy pop songs. But this one's a little bit more thoughtful. It's a little bit more, gospel vibe to it. And it's the one that so many people, since the album's come out, have said, are you going to release this as a single? Because we love this one. So, yeah, that's the reason for doing it. I think it's a good way to kind of close this kind of project as well. And I'm really proud of it. It was a really great song to. It was the last song I recorded, actually, and it's a good way to finish the whole process.
Now, before we play it, tell us about your fans.
It's a lot of my fan base, believe it or not, is in Europe. Is in different. I mean, the Netherlands. I've got quite a few people that. You know, they literally follow everything I do and send me messages every time I release material. And it's lovely, you know, like with the internet as it is now, it's amazing where your music ends up and where you get messages from. You know, I've got some really good UK fans as well. It's amazing that you kind of get, you know, these different messages from different countries. And yeah, it's really lovely to get them, you know, and that kind of makes it all worthwhile, actually, is that you put all this effort in, and it's, you know, particularly as a solo artist, and you understand this, it's quite a, you know, quite an insular, lonely kind of thing, and then you put stuff out there and you get these wonderful messages from all around the world. It's great.
Now, we're going to play Time Stand Still. It's taken from the album Healed, which is out now. Came out in September last year. Been very successful for Alan. You'll find it across all platforms, whether it's... You can probably still get physical copies if you're lucky. Have a look at Alan's website as well. That's Alan Dreeser, Dreezer. There is only one Alan Dreeser. What a great surname.
Hey, yeah, sounds like a football chant. There's only one Alan Dreeser.
Is that a West Ham football chant, Alan, or not? Wrong team.
Yeah, well, you know what? I grew up near the West Ham ground, so I've always got a soft spot for them. But I love football. That's a different story.
Mm. Well, can I just say, you have been the smartest person, I don't want to be rude to my other guests, that I have seen on a Zoom call. In fact, you were so smart, I've started recording you halfway through. So I can use some of this footage. It's professional. I tell you what, it looks like I'm talking to somebody on Breakfast TV. You know when you do the interview section and they go, this is Alan Dreeser in Eastbourne. You go, wow, they've set the lights up well in the studio. White is definitely your colour, Alan. Definitely your colour.
Oh, you know what? It's actually cream, but it's kind of coming across on this Zoom thing. It's like, yes, I look angelic, don't I?
You do. It's really, of course, he is.
I might actually sort of fly off, you know.
That could just lift off just to walk towards the end. So if people want to find you on the socials, it is just Alan Dreeser, and he'll find you right the way across.
Yeah, on Instagram and Facebook, it's Alan Dreeser Music. And Twitter, it's Alan Dreeser. And the website, alandreeser.com. So pretty simple.
Lovely. Great to talk to you. We're going to leave you with your latest or the last track from your album, Healed. Do you want to introduce it?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. So this is Alan Dreeser, Time Stand Still on Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Alan.
You're singing your favourite song. The kids are all singing along. While you're watching a pure red sky. But time is still passing you by. You're holding your newborn son. George Michael is still number one. Surely nothing could ever go wrong. But time keeps on moving you on. And there's nothing you can do. Stand back and enjoy it. of you. Time stands still.